Hachette Audio presents Someone Is Out to Get Us, a not-so-brief history of Cold War paranoia and madness. Written by Brian T. Brown. Read by Dan Warren. With respect and love, Stan Arkow, Mary Ellen Duffy Brown. When people react out of fear, horrible things can happen. Mika Aoyang, Third Way Think Tank, commenting on a 2018 text alert sent to Hawaiian residents, warning, wrongly, of an inbound missile attack. A state employee had pushed the wrong button during a safety drill. Paranoia, a mental disorder characterized by systematized delusions ascribing hostile intentions to other persons, often linked with a sense of mission. It is dark. You are alone on a silent street in a dangerous neighborhood. Your senses have been instantly and sharply awakened. You suspect you are being followed. You turn around. No one is there. If you're not paranoid, you're crazy. Headline in a 2015 Atlantic story that references the National Security Agency's new data center in Utah. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18, King James Version. Introduction. In tone and temperature, the current cultural moment clearly bears a resemblance to the Cold War's undertow of suspicion, deceit, and peril. A killer is back in the Kremlin. There's a new round of chilling Russian subversion, and FBI counterintelligence experts are back digging to assess the depth of the damage. A cloud of disinformation won't clear. Once again, the doomsday clock is heading back toward midnight. During the Cold War, Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov confirmed that the KGB, the Committee for State Security, was trying to make us question the very nature of truth. Most of the work, 85...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?